This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. The campus is about ready to welcome another record number of students when classes begin August 24th, and there's a select group of incoming freshmen who are getting a head start over the next week or so. This boot camp program is called Nevada Fit, and to talk about this, University of Nevada, Reno Provost Kevin Carman joins me in the studio. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you for having me, David.
And you brought a guest, Christina Cho, Director of Advising, Recruitment, and Retention for the College of Science. Welcome to KUNR.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And as we get started, Christina, would you just give us a little bit of background, how long you've been with the campus here and kind of what you do here on the university campus?
Absolutely. So I've been the Director of Advising, Recruitment, and Retention for the College of Science since the college's inception in 2004. And it's been an exciting time getting to see the campus grow and our college continue to grow as well.
We're glad to have you and the exciting program to talk about here. And Kevin, why is this Nevada Fit program something that you're very passionate about, very excited? We talked last year, and here we are growing the program at the university. Why is it something that's so exciting to you?
This is a program that I was involved with at my previous institution. I've been here at UNR going into my third year now, and is a program that I became quite enamored with at my previous institution because I saw such a positive impact on students and because I saw it have a positive impact on my own son who went through it. And he really just blossomed in large part because of that program, and it went on to become a big part of his life. The really exciting opportunity for me coming to UNR was the opportunity to take that concept and spread it beyond biology, and we're going to hear more that it's being applied to the sciences broadly in a College of Science, but really across the university just to as a way of helping students be the best that they can be and realize their potential when they enter the university.
And it's for incoming freshmen. Again, it's already signed in and everybody's ready to go for the program that starts this Sunday. And let's turn over to you, Christina. What does Nevada Fit stand for? What's the program all about? Why is it a benefit?
So Nevada Fit, the FIT stands for Freshman Intensive Transition Program, and it's geared for our incoming freshmen, regardless of their academic success in high school and how prepared they feel. The idea is to give them an experience prior to the semester starting to know what it's like to go into lectures taught by the faculty who teach these courses, to know how to study in groups with their peers, to learn the physical campus, knowing where buildings are and where classrooms are. So when they're starting the semester, a couple days after boot camp wraps up, they're more confident and they're more knowledgeable. It's a safe place to learn what they need to be successful.
And Kevin, we talked last year, this is not just a matter of a freshman going into another class, another grade. This is an entirely different academic experience, and that's the whole point of Nevada Fit.
It is, and Christina alluded to the fact that sometimes the perception that this is a remedial program, that we're trying to fix something, that maybe their math isn't where it should be or their English, and certainly there may be some of those issues with some students, but this is a program that in many ways is as or more beneficial to a National Merit Scholar as to a student who just barely met the credentials for entering the university. It's about learning how to be a college student. And Christina knows there's three numbers that we talk about when we talk about Nevada Fit. There's 12, 13, and 18. Christina, tell us what those numbers mean in the context of Nevada Fit.
So the 12 stands for the students who've had success for the last 12 years in kindergarten through 12th grade. The 13, many incoming freshmen believe that first year of college is 13th grade. And 18 stands for an 18-year-old and the fact that they are overly confident. They believe they already know everything they need to be successful here.
And that mindset is what is the transition you're talking about, really, more even than some of the other skills, it sounds like. How is that mindset different, Christina, from them graduating at high school level?
Well, I think what we find is a lot of our students in high school have had a lot of support from their teachers. It's been a more passive role that they've taken in being successful. Whereas here, really, the focus and the responsibility does fall on the student. This is their academic career, and professors and faculty members have office hours, and we have support services, but really the initiative has to come from the student. And so a lot of times they don't recognize how to use these resources, and by the time they realize that they need them, it's too late. And that's where we see students not returning, not doing well in courses, having to repeat courses, delaying graduation, you know, or even just leaving the university altogether.
Kevin, I know when you interviewed here for the provost position, this was something that was important to you. You came from LSU. This is the program they have there. You've seen your own family have experience with this. What do you think is the big difference factor, and how does that play out over a course of a student's career here?
It isn't just learning about college. They're in a class for 5 days. They're getting lectures. They're getting exams. They're not doing as well on that exam as I thought they would. And oops, I really have to read the material before I come to class, and I have to study, and I have to do the homework. And then we do it again, and we do it again. And so they're getting real lectures from real faculty members with students in which they're going to be in the class together. They walk into class that first day, and they've just gone through five pretty rough days of sort of having a lot of their foundation shaken a little bit and then rebuilt. And now they say, now I know what to do to be successful in a college class. And so it isn't the specific class. It's, in general, what is it like to be in a college class, and what do I have to do to be successful?
And this is happening pretty much off the clock, not affecting their grades. They're not going to fall behind.
Right.
This is a chance to have a pre-starting point, so in a safe time.
That's right. There are no grades involved with this. It's just purely about the experience, and like anything else, they get as much out of it as they put into it. But those students are kept busy from early in the morning till late at night, and study groups and classes and examinations, and they have a little fun along the way as well. But we use the term boot camp, and we don't use that lightly. This is an intense experience and is meant to be.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, visiting with University Provost Kevin Carman and Christina Cho, Director of Advising, Recruitment, and Retention for the College of Science. We're discussing the 5-day Nevada Fit program that starts this Sunday, a week before the semester begins, to help freshmen get a jump start in preparing for their university studies and their career here as the fall semester is about to get underway. Christina, let me go back over to you for a moment. You were the first group with science, the College of Science, to help the provost here get this started a couple of years ago.
That's right.
Talk about the program and how you maybe have helped others get this going.
Well, it was a privilege to be able to pilot that first program. And really what we were wanting to create was an experience where we artificially overwhelmed these students. So when the provost talked about not using the term boot camp lightly, it really is a boot camp. And students, it's funny how they don't believe us until they actually start going through the experience. And so, you know, from 7 a.m. in the morning till 10 at night, we've got them in lectures or taking exams. We also offer them opportunities to do research lab tours in their home departments and meet faculty. We have them in small groups that we call PACs, and PAC mentors who are upperclassmen there to mentor and guide and counsel and encourage. But what we were trying to do was essentially create midterm exam week as though they have not been to class and they have not been staying on top of their studies, which a lot of freshmen tend to do.
That's a real life experience for many people.
Exactly. Yeah, and right. So a lot of our students have also never felt overwhelmed or stressed or not performed well on an exam. And so this is, again, a safe place to have those experiences and then not be paralyzed if it happens.
This is in all colleges at this point, right?
There's eight different programs across campuses. All of the colleges across the university have some version of this. Some colleges have all-inclusive boot camps, and others have one or more programs. Our goal ultimately is to have this available to all students who enter the university. My sort of pie-in-the-sky dream would be at some point that this becomes a signature experience that all students who enter the university go through this academic orientation program, this Nevada Fit, and it just becomes part of who we are. We're ramping it up. We started when Christina ran it the first year. I believe you had 48 students.
Correct.
And last year we expanded it then to other programs, and we had 325 students. This year we're anticipating about 420 students, and we've added a couple more programs such as nursing, for example. So we're growing, and as Christine will tell you, it's a lot of work putting on this 5-day intensive experience. It takes a lot of planning. And so it's logical that we would phase this in, but it's exciting to see the growth.
And I remember last year you talking about this, all the logistics involved. You got to have buildings involved and get things open and running and food, and there's all sorts of things that have to happen. It's not just the students show up, but you've got professors and mentors, everybody involved.
There are some really significant people behind the curtains that are making things happen. I would point to Mary Feliz and Alyssa Mortensen in my office that are scheduling rooms, getting meals scheduled, or getting things like T-shirts and bags, or all these things that just take a lot of effort. And then what we're trying to do centrally is do as much of that we can, and then allow Christina and her colleagues to focus on the real nuts and bolts of the program, of what lectures they want to provide and what experiences and lab experiences, et cetera.
And if someone has a high school student currently that might graduate a year from now, heading into their senior year, what is this general cost and the commitment?
It does cost money. It costs us on the order of $500 to $550 per student to run this program. It does vary by discipline, as you might imagine. The sciences have different needs than perhaps journalism might. This year, we're charging $350 per student. We're subsidizing part of that through the university. Next year, we're going to go to a full-cost model where the students will bear the full cost of the program. But I want to point out, and this is critically important, is that we're providing financial aid for students who need the financial aid. So we're making sure that nobody does not participate in a Nevada FIT because they can't afford to do so. And so we're providing 190 scholarships this year. We're also providing the dormitory expenses for students who are Pell Grant eligible. So we're really mindful of making this, while there is a cost to it, we want to make this accessible to all students.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, talking today about the Nevada FIT program, which stands for Freshman Intensive Transition. I'm visiting with University Provost Kevin Carman and Christina Cho, Director of Advising, Recruitment, and Retention for the College of Science. What feedback are you getting about the program? What are the results that I know you've had the experience at LSU, Kevin? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? How is this benefiting students along the way here?
Christina has some data in front of her for ScienceFIT, and that's a program we've been following the farthest. And from experience, we know that the real benefits of these programs show up down the road, not necessarily in the first semester, not necessarily in the first year. We begin to see greater year-to-year retention, but these positive habits that the students develop through Nevada FIT begin to really manifest in the second, third, and fourth year, and that's where you really begin to see the effect. But Christina?
Yeah, we really wanted to try to increase our retention rates and our graduation rates and decrease the time to graduation. And I think what we're seeing in terms of the results from boot camp are that students who participate in boot camp are completing more credits each term, they're being retained at a higher rate, and their GPAs are also higher than students who did not participate. I think that the best endorsement for boot camp really are the students who participated, and then they want to come back as PAC mentors because they see and recognize the value of that experience, and they want to be able to pay it forward because they felt that it made a huge impact on their entry into the university and their engagement into college life.
I say this repeatedly. I can't think of a more impactful investment of time and money that you could make into your educational career success and ultimately your life.
As we look to the future next year and beyond, more programs throughout the colleges, throughout the campus, that's what's expected. This will grow?
We plan to grow into more programs, and we plan to have more students participating in existing programs. I will also say that we are working hard always to improve the program. We're experimenting this year with a new model where we're having students assigned to the math classes that they're going to be taking, and so I'm excited about that. We're going to see how it's going to work, but we're always working to improve the program.
And for those who are thinking, again, with a senior now in high school, maybe, hey, this sounds like something I'd like to get my student involved with a year from now, planning on going to the University of Nevada, Reno, they should be paying attention to what time frame. When's the registration cycle for next year, for 2016?
Really should be looking in the spring. We'll be rolling out the new website and the details about getting registered. I would like to mention one other thing.
That's good.
If we're going to have a mini version, we're going to have a little boot camp for parents. And so we're going to have an orientation session on Sunday where all the students are going to be there with the parents and the mentors, and we'll get them started, and then off the students will go to their various camps. And then any parent that is interested, I'm going to host a session, and I'm going to talk to the parents about exactly what the Nevada FIT program is like and what they can and should expect for their students, and also more generally how they as parents can help their students be successful in college. What questions should they be asking? What support can they give their students to help them realize their potential? So I'm hoping that we're going to have a good turnout from the parents there.
Anything final from you, Christina, as we close up?
I just want to reiterate that this program really is for, you know, the students who were the National Merit Scholars, who were the valedictorians, all the way down to the students who struggled and had a difficult time in high school, because what we see and what we know is that whether they did well in high school or they struggled in high school, they come here and many of them struggle and they can't figure out why. And so this program really does give them a safe place to learn how to be a college student, to take an exam and not do well, to see what works and what doesn't work before it actually begins to count.
Well, very good. And that's it for today's University Spotlight on KUNR's Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. We've been discussing the Nevada Fit program to prepare incoming freshmen for an intensive but fun week that starts on Sunday. It's called Freshman Intensive Transition. And joining me in the studio has been Christina Cho, Director of Advising, Recruitment, and Retention for the College of Science. Christina, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck with all this coming up. And University Provost Kevin Carman. Kevin, as always, thanks for the conversation today.
Thank you, David, and thank you, Christina, for being here. She's just a wonderful advocate for the program.
Good luck to everybody in the Nevada Fit program and the semester coming up as we're just getting started in the coming week. And thanks for listening to KUNR.